WJTL, Josiah Queen and Toby Mac, Jesus Freak. Good morning to you at 7:04.
Fridays from 9 to 11 a.m. and Saturdays from 7 to 9 p.m. Join Christy Lee as she walks you through the week's biggest songs on WJTL's Top 25 Countdown, powered by Dutch Valley Food Distributors in Myerstown. It's your front row seat on what's new and what's next in Christian music. The Top 25 with Christy Lee, only on WJTL.
This morning, our friend Rick Weaver of Kavad Theater is with us. He is the director of their current show. Good morning to you, Rick.
Good morning.
It's always great to have you here. Anybody you want to say hi to?
Yeah, I'll say hi to Dan Lenning and my wife.
Yeah, Catherine. Wonderful. And you and your wife are in a show together. I know this isn't the Kavad show, but tell us what you do with your wife at another theater.
Yeah, I'm a professional actor, and I get to perform full-time with my wife over at Bird in Hand Stage. It's a good Amish niche show. It's really
fun. Yeah, that's awesome. And you're going to be doing a show that you and your wife met at.
Yes, we started in 2019 where we first met over at Bird in Hand Stage, and we're doing that show once more now.
I love that. That's very cool. Okay, take that, move it over.
Yes.
We're going to talk about Kavad. Tell everybody what Kavad does. Kavad Performing Arts, Kavad Theater. You guys do so many things throughout the year.
Yeah, there's a bunch of stuff we're doing. We are a dance academy along with a theater, so we got a ton of dance stuff going on. We've got shows at the Wazoo. we're having fun over here, for sure.
That's awesome. So what show are you here to tell us about today?
We're talking about Finding Nemo Jr. today.
Finding Nemo Jr. sounds like a blast.
Yeah, the movie itself is just so classic. It's so great. And to be able to put that onto the stage is really awesome.
So I'm trying to imagine what it's going to look like. Can you give us a little bit of a glimpse?
Oh, my word. Well, I started first at the first production meeting with my production team. I wanted to make sure it was clear. When they step into those doors at the theater, I want them to be transported into under the sea. You know, I want them to feel like they're there. And when you walk in, you will be. It's going to be really cool. We have some really cool puppets that are also being used in the show. A lot of them will be the kids, but we have a couple of unique, interesting puppets that I'm excited for people to see.
Wonderful. So what's the tell us about the music.
Yeah. Oh, the music is beautiful. This show itself is just a great example of a father and a son struggling to get through life with a bunch of different struggles that they're going through. And you see a lot of really cool moments in the show where friends get to bring joy. Dory is one of the most joyful characters in the show.
Yes.
And you get to see her bring that joy back into Marlin's life and encourage him. And there's a lot of different encouragement. Crush the turtle. He's a huge encouragement for Marlin to get out of that sort of rut of fear and despair and find that hope again.
That's awesome. Now, the kids who are performing, this is all part of camp.
Yes.
And so tell us how that works.
Oh, yeah. We have a lot of fun at camp. We every day we get together. Starting from the day, we do devotions, which is really, really good. We're going to talk about that a little bit later.
Sure.
And then we have activities throughout the day. Kids could be crafting while they're not doing something, but we're learning music. I mean, they're standing there learning how to sing and these notes, and they're learning some dance moves, which I definitely am not a part of, but I admire from afar. And then just really getting in depth with these characters and understanding where they're coming from and what they're dealing with. And then also the hope throughout the show, just how to bring that to life.
That's awesome. So do you have a theme for camp? I mean, how does that tie into the show?
Yes, absolutely. I try to pick a theme that, you know, that shows the heart of the show while also leaning in towards the gospel. And this year's theme is faith in the midst of fear. Finding that hope and that faith in there, even when tough things are happening, very relative to what's going on now in the world.
Yeah, that is cool. So the kids come together, they are learning how to sing, how to dance, they're learning how this applies to their faith walk as well. And then at the end of camp, they're performing the show.
Yes, yeah, we got 2 weeks, and then we have a two-show day on Saturday and a two-show day on Sunday. So yeah, they're working hard out there.
So which Saturday? Is the show coming up this Saturday?
No, it is next Saturday.
Next Saturday, yeah. Okay. And so two shows Saturday, two on Sunday, did you say?
Yes.
And if folks want to come and see it, they can get tickets, right?
Yes, absolutely. You can go to kavad.org, or you can call them. I don't have the number on me right now, but look it up online. Kavad.
I think it's 354-3355.
You got it.
In the 717 area code.
You got it.
How's that? So kavad.org. You can get all the details, all the information. It's happening there at your theater in New Holland.
Absolutely. Yes. It's a great show. You guys should come out and see it.
Yeah. Do you have like one favorite part?
I don't know if I want to give this away, but here, I'll do it specially here on air right now. I'm super excited. One of the biggest things that I wanted in the show was a giant turtle puppet for Crush. So yeah. along with the other little turtles that are going to be running around, you'll see a pretty large puppet that's on stage, and it's going to be really cool. The actual Marlon and Dory are going to be able to ride on his back, which is going to be
cool.
Fun.
It's got to be kind of cool for the kids too, that, you know, okay, they're getting to sing dance, but the puppet side of it, that's got to be a lot of fun too, right?
That's a whole different side. If we were doing puppets for the whole thing, I think we would have needed a third week, because that's definitely another challenge that we're adding on for the kids.
I'm sure. Well, it's exciting. Here's an opportunity for you to see a great show. It's happening at Kavad. You can get all the details online, kavad.org. You don't want to miss it. Matthew West, Seth Schleter, more music on the way for you next.